sitting watching wheel in my slippers and my robe, with a bowl of ramen noodles and a pint of Michelob. With nary an intention of moving from the couch, I had settled for the evening in a comfortable slouch. The doorbell rang, I rolled my eyes, whoever could it be? I almost didn't answer, but I thought that I should see. I opened it a crack and I peered onto the stoop, where a bunch of school-age girls were huddled in a group. Strangely dressed in uniforms with badges on their shirts, they made their pitch and sold me with the promise of desserts. How could I resist all of their pleading and their pouts? I ordered 14 boxes for those scheming little scouts. Your cookies should arrive in maybe 5 to 7 weeks. I could almost see the dollar signs in their rosy cheeks. The day could not come soon enough, I fasted and I waited. Finally the shipment came and boy was I elated. Part the package promptly, counting all the spoles, lemonades and all about Samoa centrifolds. Of course I put the thin mints quickly in the freezer, but left a few out for my wife, if only to appease her. Chomping through the do-si-dos, I moved to tag-alongs, better than Twinkie zebra cakes, perhaps even ding-dongs. I only stopped to take a breath, I knew I could not rest. I didn't stop to think that I should slow down to digest. Heartburn never killed anyone, or at least I like to think, and it always goes away with a bit of milk to drink. The only evidence remaining on that February eve were crumbs of cookie dust in an empty plastic sleeve.
Ha ha ha.